when you need to protect your children from a parent after divorce. Document witnesses that may have seen what has taken place. Neighbors may have seen arguments, friends may have seen bruises, and your doctor may have information on file as well. Keep in mind that the courts may view a great deal of the information like this you bring in on hearsay, but do what you do best to get them to see the relevance of it. If nothing else, they may order an evaluation of both parents. This way, they can get an expert opinion about the mental well-being of the individuals. These assessments are in place to look for parent patterns of behaviors that may not be good for children to be exposed to. The court is often in a difficult position, though. On one hand, they want to prevent children from seeing a parent due to the stories of the other. However, they definitely don't want to place children into the hands of a person who is going to cause them harm. The court may rule that there isn't enough evidence to prove the parents shouldn't be alone with the children. They may decide that parenting classes, as well as anger management or drug alcohol treatment, must be completed before they can be alone with the children. The court also has the right to initiate only supervised visitation for that parent. If you feel your children are in danger at the hands of another parent, though, you need to speak up. We read too many cases these days of children being abused, neglected, and even killed at the hands of parents. It is your right and your duty as their parents to do all you can to get the facts out there and to protect them from any such harm.